You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, and Kate Lochte is with me in the studio.
Good morning, Austin, and good morning, everyone. I'm really pleased to welcome to our air today the new president of Hopkinsville Community College, who hit the ground running on January 1st. Dr. Jay Allen has served as vice president of the Perkinston campus and George County Center of the Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College since 2011 before assuming the presidency at Hopkinsville Community College. Dr. Allen, hello.
Hey, how are y'all?
Well, again, thank you for taking some time. I know that there are a few things on your plate these days, and I thought we could jump right into, you know, you start work on January 1, and the governor says that there's a proposal for phase one of the Agriculture, Health, and Career Technology Center at HCC in the KCTCS proposal presented to him by Dr. McCall. I bet you've been meeting people and greeting people.
Without a doubt. It has been a fun experience and exciting. It was a lot to pick up quick, and realizing that here we are trying to achieve a pretty lofty goal of 16 projects for, one project for each community college, first time ever agency bond opportunities for the KCTCS system, a much needed facility at Hopkinsville Community College, something that is crucial to our future development and really will become an economic engine for our community that we serve. But then also that we would probably, if this gets passed, and that's a lot of work to get it passed, but if it gets passed, we'll have a capital campaign on the back end of this where we'll be raising $3.25 million. $3.75 million to fund the rest of for our $15 million project. So lots of changes, lots of exciting things.
Yeah, you come in with a big job ahead of you, and Hopkinsville Community College has always had a really exciting ag program. We talk a lot about the summer camp programs that sound really in-depth. Tell me about the new center and what that will bring to campus.
Well, you know, the college has not had a new facility on campus in 17 years. So it is really not that new buildings are just something that you have to have, but in many cases, and in our case, a new facility allows us to grow and expand, and it is really crucial for us at this point in our time of the history of our college to have this new space. It allows us to grow our agricultural offerings. It allows us to grow our health, not just in nursing, but in allied health programs. We have 300 students that are driving outside of our district every day to pursue allied health programs that we cannot offer because of lack of space. So, you know, that's a drain on the community, they're putting a lot of miles on cars and spending a lot of money on gas, and we want to be that educational solution right here in their town. Plus, it allows our healthcare industry to hopefully expand and get the employees they need right here and not have to seek those from outside of our area at times. It also allows us to expand in the other career and technical areas where we really begin to serve the manufacturing industry, it could be automotive, it could be anything that that our industry partners out there are telling us they're needing in programs and training efforts. So it's not just on the credit side, it's also on the workforce training side. It gives us the ability to really reach out and do so much more.
Hopkinsville Community College has really got to keep up with the engine that is Hopkinsville now.
That's right.
Boy, the town is growing like Topsy, and a really exciting time. So your joining that process is real important. You are a community college guy.
Yes.
18 years experience in community college administration, but you began your own academic career at community college.
Without a doubt. And, you know, I go back to every day I'm reminded of how blessed I am to be doing what I do, and that it is truly a calling and an opportunity to really serve people. And it's been wonderful because I started in that community college setting. I was a student recruiter, ambassador to the college, and I learned so much about the reach of the institution. And that was Hines Community College in Raymond, Mississippi, in the Jackson metro area. And I began to really see the ultimate an impact that the college got to make on the community and the people that it served. And that's where I didn't know it at that time, but that's where I really developed my passion for community colleges. And as I finished my horticulture degree and decided that it just wasn't the fit that it needed to be for me, and I wanted to do what became natural, and that was student recruiting and marketing and promoting a college, and I really felt like community college is where I'd want to do that. So I went back to Hines. I got a master's degree while I was at Mississippi State, went back to Hines and had the opportunity to start in the enrollment management area, and just had a wonderful career there with tremendous amount of opportunities provided to me, and they positioned me quite well and gave me worlds of experiences. And then the opportunity to go down to Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College, the second largest community college in the state there, to work as a vice president over a residential campus with 10 athletic programs. So the opportunity to serve in administrative roles at the largest and second largest community colleges in Mississippi has just been a wonderful experience for me.
Tell me about your family.
Well, I have my wife, Belinda, and I have two little girls. My wife, actually, we met at Mississippi State. She has an elementary ed degree, taught for about 4 or 5 years, and then decided to go into nursing school. She went to Hines Community College while I was working there in the nursing program, has her ADN, and just loves the field of nursing and has worked for that in that field for a number of years. We have two girls, Emma Grace and Molly Ann, 10 and 6, and they are keeping us quite busy. They have enjoyed life here in Hopkinsville and the surrounding communities. They've enjoyed the snow. We did not see a lot of snow, especially on the coast of Mississippi, so they've enjoyed that. Even though I'm told this is not normal weather for Kentucky this year, we've enjoyed the opportunity to see some snowflakes quite a bit, actually.
Well, Dr. Allen, it kind of is normal weather, because normal weather is abnormal weather.
That's what I've been told. If I don't like it today, wait, it'll change tomorrow.
Well, you're a Mississippi boy, and you're jumping out of your state and coming to the great Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Right.
This is your first presidency. What made you flip that switch?
Well, you know, at some point in my career, I decided that this is something that I thought I wanted to do. I really, you know, I thought I wanted to be a college president, especially a community college president. And so I began to look for the opportunities that would give me the experiences in the background to hopefully be successful one day if I was given that opportunity. And I knew the KCTCS system for a number of years. I've known the power and the reach of that system and how important it is in this state and how productive that the system is in each individual community college within it. So when I saw this vacancy, I thought, well, you know, it's interesting. Let's see. And when I came up for the interview, while I had an idea of what the college was really like, during the interview process, I really found out that it was a match for myself and for my family, and that while it did not have residence halls and athletic programs, that was okay. There was other challenges that were there. It was a great opportunity for workforce, tremendous number of industries in our area. And so and the tie to agriculture made me feel at home again. And so, you know, I thought, what a great opportunity. Maybe this will work out, and luckily it did. And my family and I have really enjoyed our time here. Great group of people, both at the college and in the communities that we serve. And you don't always find the community so closely tied to the local community college as you do here. It is really amazing how much they revere the institution and see the institution as both that economic engine, but also as a true educational opportunity for the students of the area.
Dr. Allen, you sound at home. Again, thank you for taking time out of your day to speak with me today. I hope you'll feel free to come back to WKMS again and again to talk about the projects that you're engaged in there.
Would love to do that. We sure appreciate your time and attention to the institution.